wollte das ja dann schwul ist. Chazal say that even though there's a machlokes, there's a dispute as to when the Torah was given, either on the 6th day of Sivan or on the 7th day of Sivan. But Kula Alma Moide, the Shabbos in the Torah, everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. So there's a connection between Shabbos and giving of the Torah. We need to understand what that is. There's a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim that Rabbi Yosef, it says that Rabbi Yosef would prepare an eglatilsa, he would prepare a calf, a third to its mother, which is the best calf, it's a tremendous delicacy. He would prepare that for Shavuos. And he would say, why is it, he would explain why he's making such a festive feast. He said, Ilav ha-yayim de kalgorim, if not for what this day caused, kama Yosef ikibishuka, then I would have been another Yosef in the marketplace. Meaning that if not for the Torah HaKadosha, I would have been just like any other Yosef. But now that we have a Torah, I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I'm Rav Yosef. I'm no longer like any other Yosef in the marketplace. So the difficulty here is number one. Why does Rav Yosef say Ilav HaYom? Why does he say if not for this day? He should have said if not for the Torah. Secondly, the whole thing sounds like gaiva. It sounds like arrogance. If not for the Torah, I would have been playing a regular Yosef. Now I'm Rav Yosef. It's pasnished. So, I'd like to suggest we can understand this based on Chassam Sofer that I've repeated many times. Chassam Sofer brings the Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says that the day that the Mishkan was built was greater than the day that heaven and earth were created. It was a greater day to the Ribbono Shel Olam than the day heaven and earth were created. So one might think, says the Chassam Sofer, that the Mishkan is the most important thing in the world. After all, it's greater than the creation of heaven and earth. But that's not true, says Chassam Sofer, because we learn from the Pesukim that when Shabbos came, you weren't allowed to build a Mishkan. Shabbos is more important, apparently, than building the Mishkan. When the Shabbos came, the building of the Mishkan had to stop. So Shabbos is more important than building the Mishkan, which is more important than the creation of heaven and earth. So you would think that Shabbos is the most important thing. Says Chassam Sofer, no. A Yid, the life of a Yid is more important. Because if the life of a Yid is in danger, then Shabbos gets pushed away. You're supposed to desecrate the Shabbos in order to save the life of a Yid. So the neshama of a Yid is more important than Shabbos, which is more important than the Mishkan, which is more important than the creation of heaven and earth. What we see, so when Shabbos comes and a Yid is able to realize the tremendous Kedusha of Shabbos because Shabbos pushes away the building of the Mishkan. And yet, I'm more important than Shabbos Kodesh. That gives the Yid a tremendous sense of importance. That sense of importance is essential for being mekabel the Torah. Because Kabbalah's HaTorah, what Kabbalah's HaTorah really means is a Yid saying, I understand that my actions make a difference. That my speech makes a difference. That my thoughts make a difference. That if I do something, that if I do a mitzvah, it means a lot. If Chas V'Shalom I do an Avera, it means a lot. If I don't do a mitzvah, it means a lot. It's in order for a Yid to be a Shomer Torah and mitzvahs, a Yid needs to take themselves seriously. If we don't take ourselves seriously, then it's impossible for us to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Because what difference does it make whether I do keep Torah, I don't keep Torah? Whether I do daven, I don't daven, I do learn, I don't learn. In order to be mekabel the Torah properly, in order to say Nasa v'nishma, a Yid needs to know that they carry a lot of weight. We must take ourselves seriously. And that is brought out through Shabbos. When a Yid realizes that no matter how important Shabbos is, to the point that Shabbos pushes away the building of the Mishkan that is greater than creation of heaven and earth, I'm greater than all of that. That allows a Yid to be Makabal HaTorah. And that's why Kabbalah HaTorah had to take place on Shabbos. Because it's on Shabbos that we come to that, to the realization of how important we are. And that's what Rav Yosef was saying. Rav Yosef wasn't saying, if not for the Torah, I would have been like any Joe Schmo. That's not what he was saying. He was saying, Ilav HaYoyme, if the Torah wouldn't have been given on Shabbos, if not for this day, then Kama Yosef Kibushuk, I wouldn't have taken myself seriously. I would have considered myself like any other Yosef in the marketplace. I would never have taken myself seriously to understand what Kabbalah HaTorah really is. But now that the Torah was given on Shabbos, I now understand my importance. I now understand how seriously I need to take myself. I now understand that my Kabbalah HaTorah is important. And what I do is important. What I don't do is important. That's why the Torah was given on Shabbos. So, Levish to help them, we should be zoiche to take ourselves seriously and to be able to fulfill the Rotan HaBoyre. And we should be zoiche to Kabbalah HaTorah B'Shleimus.